Welcome to the Fuller Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 6:23 British Summer Time. This has been an interesting day, I guess. I guess they're all interesting days, but this one has been quite interesting. If we look at oats, that has had quite an upward dynamic in here today. Fortunately, it's not really big enough to sort of countermand what's been going on the downside, and I'm afraid to say it could be a one-day wonder. So a little trepidatious in saying that it's got very much to go, but we'll certainly find out in the next couple of days whether this is actually a trend-breaking move or not. Silver, I was talking with David earlier on today. He's currently in Cornwall, and I think it was looking fairly tornado-ish over there, but he was quite keen to hear about silver because it's right at the top of the range at the moment, and its high on the day today was 686, so that should have hit a couple of his lightning, a couple of his lightning orders, looking on the baby steps. And we were talking about this, and we were saying that, well, it's bound to encounter some resistance at the sort of at the highs from mid-July, and it might very well sort of bounce around there for a while longer. Of course, the temptation is going to be to see what we want to see and not to see what's actually in the charts. And at the moment, we've seen that it did make a new high, but it's back below the highs from mid-July. At the moment, it's at 676. Again, that might have moved in between when I make this recording and when you actually listen to this, but what that is saying is that, it hasn't conclusively broken that high from mid-July, so we have to wait for that to happen before we become really bullish on silver. Otherwise, that sort of baby steps strategy is very much still in evidence that you would be lightening on rallies and you would be buying on dips. Looking at gold. Gold had, a reasonable sort of day in here today. Actually, I tell a lie. It is currently down $1.40. Very much bottom of the range still. So silver is very much more the sort of the better play in there. Just quickly having a quick look at palladium, and that's still very much putting in a base. Hasn't done very much at all in the last 5 days. So there's not really a whole pile to report on that side. Palladium, on the other hand, is very similar sort of story, a very similar sort of story to silver. It's at the top of its range. It's sort of testing the mid-July highs, and we'd want to sort of wait for some sort of confirming move up or down from there. But of course, it could, and it probably will, just probably bounce around there for a couple of days more, probably till the end of the week or maybe even mid next week before we see anything sort of conclusive. Oil made new highs again today, but has really come back down off those highs quite a bit. The new high was at 44.34, and it's currently at 43.70, so it has backed off quite a bit. But we'll again, that's it hasn't been well, it's backed off the highs quite a bit, but that is by no means a trend-breaking move. Very much still in a very strong uptrend. I've put lots of energy charts up on the comment of the day today, so you'll see a little bit of commonality there between the oils and home heating oil. But when we look at the natural gas, that's quite a puzzling chart because I would have thought that, natural gas would track the price of crude quite closely, and it's doing anything but that. I mean, we're getting lower highs and lower lows. It was very weak in here again today. Looking at the sort of weekly chart, it's looking very much like it's trading in a sort of a right-hand extension of the top that we had a couple of months ago. So there's really n And it's in the middle of that sideways pattern, the sideways right-hand extension. So there's not really a bullish story to tell about natural gas. And if we look at the bonds, the US Treasury bonds are up around 109 at the moment. So they're sort of beginning to test those that sort of high level, that sort of 2 day jump we had in mid-July, starting to test that level as well. So we could say that, the treasuries and the precious metals like palladium, or sorry, platinum and silver are really rising on the back of strong oil. But what we would also have to keep an eye on then would be the value of the dollar. And euro dollar today, the dollar strengthened quite a bit earlier on in the day, and it dipped below 119 and hit a low of 119.69 on the day, but it's up around 120.48 at the moment. So we're still sort of trading in that sideways pattern where it's flirting with the 120 level, testing it and bouncing back up later on in the day. So there's not really a great story to tell about the on the euro dollar at the moment. So we'll just have to, I guess, wait and see on that one. I had meant to pull up coffee yesterday, and I completely forgot to, because I know that some people may have positions in that, and that one is flirting with the sort of 66 level. I got into this about 10 days ago, and I got out very quickly because I got my fingers burned quite badly, and I'm sort of glad to be out of it at the moment. But it is, it seems to be putting in a little bit of support there around 66. If you look at the, and I may post this tomorrow just for the interest of anybody who has a position in it, but looking at the longer term charts, there's a little bit of support there around 66, but there's also quite a bit of support around the 60 level. So we'll have to see what happens there. But I think if it does break through the sort of 65, 66 level, there's every chance it'll go down and test 60. Now, just having a quick look at the stock markets, and they're all down today. And the US closed quite weak yesterday, and I think this could very well be the equity market starting to take notice of the high oil prices, because they couldn't keep rallying. They were starting to become very stubborn, and it was only a matter of time before they started giving up some of the gains that they've had off those rallies off the bottom of the range. So the S&P is currently at 1,093, and the Dow Jones is at 10,087. DAX is down 53 on the day at 8,000, sorry, 3,823, and the FTSE, which was without the shadow of a doubt the best performer in of the European indices, is quite weak, and that's down at 44.08, down 21 on the day. In Japan, or yeah, well, yes, in Japan, we had a lot of weakness on the second section index. That gap down today, and really in early trading went very low, but made up some of those losses midway through the day. But again, it's looking very weak, and of course that's feeding through into the Nikkei 225, which was down 130 points today, and that's equally looking very weak. So we're definitely seeing the ramifications of these high oil prices feeding through into the stock markets. And I think it's what I am surprised by is that we haven't had a lot of sort of news coverage from world leaders, or people in the G8 are complaining about high oil prices, or talking about ways that they might possibly be brought down. So there seems to be quite a bit of sort of confusion out there, but time will tell. The new chart seminar brochure went up on the website today, and that's going to be on the think it's the 10th and the 11th of November in the Hilton in Green Park, which is a very nice location. This year we're going to have, well, this time, because we've had two this year, we're going to give every delegate the opportunity to nominate two stocks or two instruments of their choice, so that everybody who comes along will definitely have what they're interested in covered at the seminar. It'll be, as always, very much a workshop format. So, and I think, one of the great sort of secret treasures we have are the actual delegates who attend the seminar. And hopefully everybody who comes will have as good as time as I'm sure we will. But I'd also like to thank anybody who sent me email today. Hope I've answered any questions you might have had. If there's anything you'd like me to put up on the site in the meantime, I'm here until the 25th of August. So if there's anything you need, just let me know. If there's any way we can improve the service to you, we'd be happy to do that. Thank you very much.